Let's get started.
Of course.
I guess, first of all, I just want to know, like, are you a nerd? You're, like, too good looking, too fun to be one of us. We can usually kind of sniff you out. Like, what got you into this world?
Well, I appreciate you. I am a bit of a nerd. I have my brother to thank for that, Eric Kulicki. He's a comic book writer.
Oh, cool.
Neat.
Yeah. So, you know, my big brother being my hero growing up, you know, anytime he'd read a comic, I'd want to read a comic. And, of course, I veered more toward the gals, you know, Wonder Woman, Supergirl,
lean in DC. I can appreciate that.
Well, I mean, I did play Mockingbird, so I can't fully be, you know, Team DC. So
you did. There was a pilot, though, where you were Wonder Woman, and you did that. I read with Cary Elwes was in it, too, and he's going to be at the expo as well. So maybe a bit of a reunion, hey?
I do. It is totally a reunion. I immediately texted him when I found out, and I'm so excited to see him. It's been quite a while.
Cool. Well, actually, by the way, so yeah, you'll be here at the Entertainment Expo. It's on May 4th. Which is obviously May the 4th.
And Star Wars Day.
Revenge of the 5th as well. You voiced some Star Wars characters I read for Robot Chicken. Are you into Star Wars too?
A bit. I'm not as much of a Star Wars nerd, if I'm just being completely honest.
Hmm. All right, well.
Breaking Gregor's heart over
here. Can't be perfect, you know.
Well, I appreciate that.
So then were you like a Trekkie? Like, you got obviously into the Orville. Was it kind of like you wanted this role and you were a big Trekkie?
Honestly, I did not really follow Star Trek until I did the show, and you know, I was lucky enough to work with Seth MacFarlane and that gang. It does follow it, I think, more closely in the sense of like the old school Star Trek, where it still has a little bit of that tongue in cheek. But, you know, serious issues. And I had a blast doing that show.
Well, I would imagine, yeah. It seems like you guys have a good time. And, like so how did you get that role? Did you audition then if you weren't really a Trekkie? Or how did it kind of come around?
I did. So I'd known Seth forever. I mean, we campaigned for Obama together in 2008 and became very good friends. So I've known him for a long time. And when he made this show, he really wanted kind of all of his best buds to be in it. And so, yeah, he came to me and asked me if I'd be interested. And then I screen tested with him and the rest is history. It was a pretty simple situation. And I got to work with some other people that I'd known for a very long time through Seth. So it's, we're still one big happy family.
Cool. And well, speaking of which, is there another season coming, or like where's that at right now? I know a lot of people want to know, myself included. I love the show.
I honestly want to know. I can't tell you. I really have no information. There's definitely been talk about it, but you know, then with the strike and everything else, I think that kind of slowed things down. So fingers crossed for another season, but I'm in the dark right now.
Well, you know what? I appreciate what you said about it, because I thought when I first heard about it, I was like, oh, Seth MacFarlane, it's going to be a hilarious take on, you know, like Star Trek stuff. But then when I started watching it, it was actually, like you said, there's some funny moments, but it's actually, you know, has very serious parts too. And it's a lot more like action than I think I anticipated. So has that kind of been your experience as well? Did you guys set out to do that?
No, I mean, we just thought we were doing a dramedy, and I think that it just became more and more serious as the show went on. I mean, by the third season, it's really not a comedy at all. Mm-hmm. So just more of I felt like every time we did an episode, it was like a mini movie. So, I mean, the scope of it was pretty large.
Is it hard to shoot then? Is it like long days and green screens and all this kind of stuff?
Definitely. I mean, it is definitely a lot of work. And again, this is where it's nice. And I know every actor is like, oh, I loved everybody I worked with. But like, I mean, I genuinely love. Thank God we're a big family, because it would have been hard days. But, you know, we got through it and had fun. And, you know, it's also my favorite place to be is on set. So if I'm living there, that's fine.
Cool. And then there was even Rob Lowe. Guested on an episode. Which, to be honest, I'd have a hard time turning down Rob Lowe. The guy is a heartthrob. He's been on many a wall in poster form. What was he like coming in? Like, if you guys are such a tight-knit group, is it hard for an outsider to come in?
No, actually. I mean, we are. That's the point. I think we've all been there. We've all been, you know, the person kind of out of the loop on a set. So we made it our mission, no matter what, whether it's Rob Lowe or, you know, somebody you've never heard of coming to our show, to make sure everybody feels welcome. But, I mean, I will tell you, when I found out that I got to be in bed with Rob Lowe, that was not a bad day. You know what I mean?
I'm so jealous, like I right? said.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, 15-year-old me is just dying inside. So it was just...
Well, geez, yeah. Laying in bed with Rob Lowe. I'm sure you probably screwed up the takes on that a few times.
Oops.
Extend that scene.
Okay, well, I'll just be honest with you. So one of the reasons I wanted to do the Orville was, what got me was that blue spray scene in the beginning of the pilot. There was a whole hookup for him, you know. We were supposed to be in bed together having this affair, and then, you know, Seth's character, Ed, walks in, and he, you know, all of a sudden there's blue stuff everywhere. Yeah. Because Rob Lowe plays a blue alien. So, the first time we did the take, it was so much. They set up this rig that was, you know, set on a timer so, like, they could do it from off camera. And none of us had any idea how much was going to come out. So I absolutely ruined the first take. And the whole thing is, like, you have to reset. Everybody has to get their hair redone. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
But because it was so much, I started laughing hysterically. I just couldn't stop.
Oh, that's so great.
I'm like, oopsie.
Whoopsie.
Funny enough, before they announced that you were coming to the expo, my husband and I watched Legion over the weekend. And
my God.
One of my favorite movies. I mean, I love, like, the campy, like, horror kind of thing. And I mean, you got to work with, like, Dennis Quaid, which is super cool. But
yes, and Paul Bettany.
Oh yeah. Really awesome. 100%. Yeah. Again, so cool. is like horror something that you would, like, ever return to?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, I just did another horror movie that hasn't come out yet called Texas Cult House.
Ooh.
So hopefully that will be out in the next year.
Well, I'm definitely putting that on the list
but it
to
is
watch.
Fun. It's fun to do that. It's fun to do campy stuff. I mean, I like the serious horror and the campy horror. And I like Legion, too, because it kind of has that comic book-esque, mm-hmm. you know, feeling to it.
Well, you got lots of claims to fame. That obviously, you also, I'll have to beep this out, but you got to call John Wick a which not often many people live to say that. What was filming? I mean, that fight scene was intense.
It was a lot. I mean, I learned jiu-jitsu for that movie, and that was a lot of intense training. But, man, was it fun. And what a badass bitch she is. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that was originally written as David Perkins. And they wanted to make it a female. And they didn't change a word. I loved that they did that. They just kept it the same and just started calling her Miss Perkins.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, no, like they said, the dialogue is right. It's right out there for sure. Well, obviously, Keanu, good Canadian kid.
We call him the internet's boyfriend. So.
Yeah, and you're coming up to...
He's so nice.
Well, you're coming up to Canada, to Saskatoon. Have you ever been to Saskatchewan before, or have you heard of us?
I've never been there. I have heard of you. Yes, I have.
Sweet.
I can even find you on a map, kind of. So, I'm really...
I was going to say good things, I hope.
Put you on the spot. Can you spell Saskatchewan? No, you don't have to.
No.
No, yeah, you don't have
I'm
to.
I'm not even going
to
try.
You don't learn that here until, like, grade 8, I think.
Yeah.
So. But we do have, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, our big football team, and you did Friday Night Lights. Do you like sports, too? Are you into football?
I do love football. I grew up a big Lions fan.
Oh.
My husband's
obviously
from BC, so boo.
But... Well, they were really great this past year, so hopefully we make it to the Super Bowl this year.
Well, we're excited to get you up to Saskatchewan, to Canada, to the Sask Entertainment Expo, of course. Did you get to Canada ever often, though? Not even specifically Saskatchewan, but...
I do. You know, I've spent a lot of time in Toronto and Vancouver, obviously, shooting. But my aunt and uncle live on Victoria Island.
Oh, cool.
So
beautiful out there, yeah.
So it's gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous. But they've lived in Canada the majority of my life, and they've just popped around. In fact, they might have actually lived in Saskatchewan at some point.
Like everybody does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all like 6 degrees from Saskatchewan. Everybody. Well, at least we'll make sure this the airport security doesn't check your bag for extra Tim Hortons or anything
Blue
on the,
yeah.
on the way.
Ah, gotcha.
On the way.
Okay, things to look out for. You love me some Tim Hortons.
Oh, nice. Good. Well, you're going to fit in just fine around here then. It's Smile Cookie Week, too, by
the
way.
I'm from Toledo, and we had Tim Hortons there growing up. So
nice.
Perfect. Right at home. Just quickly before you go, too, P.S., I just saw it's your birthday on Monday. So we're like almost celebrating your birthday. What do you want for your birthday?
I want to go visit you guys.
Hey! Wow.
At the convention.
Done.
Right on. We can make that happen. Too cool. Well, appreciate the time to chat with you this morning. We're so excited to welcome you here to Saskatoon and to the Entertainment Expo. We'll see you in a couple days.
Thank you. I'll see you soon. Look forward to it.